Well, if you haven't found it yet, you're probably not going to find it anyway. So just wrap something up and put it under the tree. Oh, wow. You know, isn't it amazing? Trying to get home last night. What a task. Traffic everywhere. In places you never expected, there was just bumper-to-bumper traffic. The rush for Christmas. You know, Christmas, I understand. There's no question as to why we observe the birth of Christ. The Bible clearly states the fact that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that we could have eternal life. So the Christmas concept, there's no problem. I have no problem with trying to understand what that's all about. But the gift wrapping, what's that about? I looked in the Bible for it, and I tried to find where did that begin? Who started that tradition? Where did it all begin? You know, this thing of wrapping gifts is a wonderful art. I'm serious. In our home, it's something that goes on for maybe days, even maybe a week or two, and it's done very carefully and very beautifully. All the different kinds of and colors and designs of paper that you can buy out there. It's amazing. We have this little Tupperware that sits under the bed, and every so often throughout the year it gets pulled out, and you know, we have gifts for you know, birthdays, we have gifts for anniversaries, but at Christmas time it comes out and it stays out for a while. And each gift is carefully, lovingly wrapped. And something special is put on it, maybe a little plastic wreath or a beautiful bow. And it's carefully wrapped. You know, there's a difference between the way men wrap gifts and women wrap gifts. Have you discovered that? I've discovered that. You know, I'm told, okay, here, wrap a gift, and I wrap it, and I think it looks great. But there's something about the way a mother wraps, the way a mother wraps a gift. It's loving. It's carefully, beautifully wrapped. And so we have most of the gifts under our tree. I would say probably this year all of the gifts under our tree, except I might sneak one or two under there in the next few days, are wrapped by my wife. Beautifully wrapped. In fact, they're so beautifully wrapped, I hate to open them. I think just leave them like that. Leave them like that all year, because they're so beautifully wrapped and so lovingly wrapped and so carefully and thoughtfully wrapped that in itself is a gift. Just the way it's wrapped is so beautiful that you don't want to open it. But come Christmas morning, and the next thing you know, there's a huge, big, black plastic bag stuffed and wadded with all this beautiful wrapping and bows and all the things that took so long to carefully wrap and put under the tree. So why wrap things? What's the point if we don't spend time in looking at the beauty of how it's wrapped? Once again, I ask the question, where did this thing of wrapping the gifts start? Where did it come from? Where did this tradition come from? Where did it all start? Well, you know what? Guess what? I did find a text. I did find one. And I want you to turn this morning in your Bibles to the scripture reading. I'm looking for the bulletin because I did have one a second ago. There it is. Okay. If you don't have your Bibles, look in the bulletin. We have it there for you. The secret of where it all started is found in Luke, the second chapter, verse 12. But I have to remind you, for God so loved the world that He, what did He do? He gave. You see, that word gave is important, especially at Christmas time, because that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? It's about giving. Giving to someone else. Oh yeah, we like the receiving part too. But the giving, the attitude of giving is an important attitude. Giving. For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave us a gift. The most valuable, most important gift that humanity has ever received. The gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Before we fly through this passage of Scripture, I want to remind you the importance of that gift. It was not just any old gift in heaven. It wasn't just anything that He could find in the stores and the malls of heaven. It was the very best. It was the only, the one and only Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And He gave. He gave it all. Not part of it, not a little bit of it, but all of it. And this is what I like. Verse 12. How will you know He is the Christ? How will you know that He is the Messiah? Because you will find Him, what? I like it. There it is. Did you find it? You will find Him wrapped. You will find Him carefully and lovingly and beautifully wrapped. Your eternal salvation, your forgiveness from sin, your eternal life is wrapped in the little babe there in the manger. By the way, those of you that are moms and dads, but I think moms know it even more, that the way you wrap a baby, a little baby especially, is very important. I had to learn this. I had to be taught this. Like I said, guys, I'll just wrap the baby up, no big deal. Yeah. Put a blanket around him, he's fine, right? Wrong. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what I learned. A baby likes to be wrapped nice and snugly. Not just a blanket thrown around it. It likes to be wrapped, especially little newborns, like to be wrapped nice and snugly in a little blanket. They feel secure when they're wrapped nice and snugly in that blanket. And so Jesus, the one and only Son of God, was wrapped nice and snugly. By the way, The swaddling clothes were literally wrapped around the baby quite tightly. And the baby spends 9 months inside of this really cramped, tight place. Right? And so suddenly it's out and it's free, you know, and it doesn't know what to do with that. So it likes to be kept nice and tight, you see? And as they get older, then they get more secure, and they reach out, and it's not a big deal, and they want to reach out and touch their mommy's face or whatever. But being wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Son of God, there in a manger. Wow. How much time do you think God in heaven spent in wrapping that package that He sent us? How much time did God spend in thinking about the genetic structure that Jesus was going to have? By the way, please don't misunderstand me. Jesus was part man and part God. He had the genetic structure of the human. And still has to this day. He still has the body. Because when He rose from the dead, He still had the human form. He still had the DNA. He still had the blood flowing through His veins. I might remind you too that He still had the nail scars in His hands and in His feet. He still had the piercing in his side. And by the way, someday when we get to heaven, we're going to be able to see those nail scars in his hands and in his feet and the piercing in his side. It's going to remind us. It's going to remind us of how important it was for God to give His only begotten Son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It was risky. When God decided to wrap that package to deliver to this world, to deliver to this sin-sick world, God risked a lot. Because, you know, love is risky, isn't it? True love is risky. And God took that great risk. He took that great risk for you and for me. For you and for me. In fact, if you think about it, God's greatest risk, His greatest risk was us. Think about that. His greatest disappointment was us. Thank you, somebody's following. His greatest risk was us. His greatest disappointment was us. But His greatest triumph was us. When men and women come to the foot of the cross and accept Jesus Christ, that the Son of God, as their personal Savior, that, folks, is one of the most glorious triumphs. We are told that the angels in heaven sing when one soul comes to the foot of the cross. There is singing in heaven. There is praising and shouting. There is a celebration in heaven when just one soul comes to the foot of the cross and accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. This morning, hallelujah, we have three. Thank you, Jesus. We have three this morning. Three people who have come and said, I want to accept that little babe there in the manger who grew up and died on a cross for me as my personal Savior. Luann and Lexi and Kim, you are the most beautiful, beautifully wrapped gift that this congregation could ever receive on this Christmas day. You have been here month after month, year after year, right, Luann? Luann's been attending here almost 4 years, right, Luann? And Lexi, too. Kim's been here, what, almost a year, right? Maybe 6 months? I don't remember. Anyways, it's so great when we have people join us. It's like they become part of the family, and it seems like they've been here for years and years and years. They're all part of the family. For God so loved the world that He wrapped us a gift and sent it, special delivery, with love. If there was a tag on Jesus' swaddling clothes, His blanket, it would have said, to the world, love God. To the world, love God. Make it even more personal. To me, to us, love God. God sent us His Son so that we might have forgiveness. It's through the Son and it's through His sacrifice that we are forgiven. Yeah, here I go. I'm preaching the gospel here. Excuse me for a little bit, but it's through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. It's through Him that we can have eternal life and have forgiveness of our sins. Forgiveness? I'm not sure exactly how it happens. You know, anytime there is forgiveness here on this earth, it's always kind of it's hard to understand it. It's very foreign, really. It's very foreign in our society and in our world. It's sort of a mystical thing, and yet when we receive it, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Forgiveness. We do know through the Word of God, we do know through His promises that God forgives our sins. It is through grace that we are healed. It is through His grace and His forgiveness that wound is healed, that the gap between God and humanity is closed. It's through forgiveness. And God's forgiving grace tells us that He cares more about our future than our past. I want you to think about this for a minute. God's forgiving grace shows us that God cares more about our future than our past. You know, the problem is with us as humans, we like to talk about the past, don't we? We like to dwell in the past. We like to dig up the old bones. We like to walk through the past and reminisce about all the terrible things that have happened in our lives and all the pain in our lives and all the difficult times in life. But Jesus Christ came to this earth so that we can look to the future. God cares more about our future than He does about our past. He tells us that He'll take our sins and He'll throw them in the deepest ocean, to the bottom of the ocean, down there, where the things in the bottom of the ocean dwell. It's all there. All your sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ. The third thing that God gives us. First, He gives us His love. Secondly, He gives us His forgiveness. And thirdly, He gives us His acceptance. You know, it's something that we as humans... We put a lot of time and energy into being accepted. With each other, in a family, in a society, in the working place. Acceptance is important to us. Why is it, though, so many times that we have a hard time accepting God's salvation, His forgiveness of sin, His love? Why is it we struggle with that so much? Paul Tillich, a great philosopher, theologian, said, listen to this, I'm going to quote him. You are accepted. You are accepted by that which is greater than you. Okay? Do not seek for anything. Do not perform anything. Do not intend anything. Simply accept the fact that you are accepted. Hard thing to do, isn't it? Accept the fact that you are accepted. Those are the three most important gifts that we can receive. And it's not just at Christmas. It's not just at Easter. It's every day of our lives. God's gift of eternal life and salvation through Jesus Christ is freely given every single day of our life. The Apostle Paul says, I die daily so that Christ might live in me. Isn't that beautiful? Daily we receive this gift. God offers Jesus to us wrapped in love, forgiveness, and accepted. Are you willing to accept that this morning? It's a gift freely given. It's yours. God has put it under the tree. You can now take it and unwrap it. His love, His forgiveness, and His acceptance. There's one more thing that we need to remember, though. If God has given us the Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can have eternal life, because He loves us, and because we can receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, And because he accepts us into his family, the kingdom of heaven, there's one thing, and it's important. Learn to share your gifts. Learn to share what God has given you. You take the time to unwrap that gift, and you look into that box, and you see all that God has given, and your heart wells up inside you. Tears come to your eyes as you look into the cross, and you look to the face of Jesus there hanging on the cross, and you say to yourself, I am unworthy. I am unworthy. And Jesus said, come unto me. Come unto me. Your sins are forgiven. Go. Go and sin no more. Sharing God's gifts. God offers Jesus every day. He offers that beautifully wrapped gift of love and forgiveness and acceptance so that we can share that gift. Receiving his gift, knowing that God has given this gift to us freely so that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our forgiveness of sins should bring peace and joy and happiness and hope to our hearts. The celebration of God's gift, Jesus Christ, is a celebration that outshines all other celebrations. I can't think of another thing that I would rather celebrate, especially my own birthday. There's nothing more important to us here on this earth than to celebrate the gift, Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 2 says that when God presented this gift there in Bethlehem so long ago, that he went to a group of shepherds on a hillside to announce this wondrous gift. Why? Why shepherds? Are they any more important than anyone else? Well, not in Jewish culture, they weren't. They were the bottom. They were at the very bottom of the pecking order. So why? For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and then announced his coming to shepherds on the hillside. What an interesting story. What an amazing story. God seeks those who are even downtrodden, those who seem to be hopeless, those who are in poverty, those who are hurting, those who are in pain, and he brings to them this good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, peace on earth, and goodwill to all men. That's what the angels sing. Peace on earth. And quickly the shepherds ran after they heard the singing of the angels there on that hillside. And where did they go? They ran to see the Christ, the Messiah, the promised one. They ran to find Jesus, that little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. And they went there and they worshiped him, it says. They received and believed him, in him. And what did they do? They shared the good news. They shared the gift. And I like the part where it says they continued praising God. Let's not forget the precious gift of Jesus Christ in this time of year, when we're so caught up in our own lives, when we're so caught up in the material things of this world, don't forget Jesus, the Son of God, beautifully wrapped in love forgiveness and grace and acceptance wrapped for you and for me. Don't forget the Christ of the Christmas season, because He is the most important gift that you will ever receive.